Pay attention, my child, to what I say. Is it good to pay attention to the Lord? Pay attention, my child, to what I'm saying. Listen carefully to what I'm telling you. Listen. Don't lose sight of my words. Let them penetrate deep within your heart, for they bring life and radiant health to anyone who discovers their meaning. Life and radiant health? That sounds like something I like, Jason.
Amen.
It's better, isn't it, Randy? Life and radiant health is better than being sick and afflicted and having them seizures three or four times a week, isn't it? Just think how many seizures that you beat the devil out of. Just round it off to three a week. Out of 52 weeks a year, that's 156. Just think. Over 300 seizures that devil would have put on you. Maybe 400 that you haven't had to put up with because you repented of your sins and were prayed for in faith. Isn't that wonderful? My child, pay attention to what I say. Don't lose sight of my words. Let them penetrate deep within your heart. Deep within your heart. I mean, flood it. For these words will bring life and radiant health to anyone who discovers their meaning. To who? To anyone. Are you an anyone? Is it important to study God's Word? What if you don't? You can be sick and afflicted 26 years, can't you? How many people do you know that are sick and afflicted, that gone to the doctor, spent lots of money, and ever had no idea what caused their problem? And it was sin. Above all else, guard your heart. For it affects everything you do. Your heart. Your heart. Your spirit man. Guard it. Look straight ahead and fix your eyes on what lies before you. Look straight ahead. Not to everything around you. Mark out a straight path for your feet. Then stick to the path and stay safe. Don't get sidetracked. Keep your feet from following evil. Isn't that amazing what's in this book? Now, first of all, you have to settle to something. You have to realize the fact that this book is God's Word. And this book means everything it says for you. And once you get a hold of it and start acting on it, then you know that if you're sick, it's some kind of a sin in your life that brought this. Now, what's really bad, and it doesn't seem fair at all to me, is how many people do we know that are children that are sick and afflicted that was born with their sickness? Was it their fault? No. Whose fault was it? Either the parents or the grandparents or the great-grandparents. Somebody says, I don't believe my sin caused my children or grandchildren to be sick. Well, let me tell you, it will. It certainly will. Do what, sir? Oh, yeah, generations. That's right. That's right, a generational curse. Now then, there's only one curse today that the devil knows that's so powerful. The Word of God says that, and of course, you see this everywhere. This whole nation is cursed with this plague now because the Word of God clearly shows us that, and you turn on a television, you can't turn a television on without seeing some kind of a sexual scene. You know, I couldn't flip from one to the other channel without seeing something that leads to sex. Just can't do it. It's just amazing what is on there. But the devil knows that if he can get somebody to have sex with somebody and bring a child into the world out of wedlock. And how many children do we see today that are like that? Bukus, that's right, bunches of them. The Word of God says that race of people, that when that child comes into the world out of wedlock, that child will be cursed for the next 10 generations. Not the normal 4. 10. So now then, you could have a child that goes through life that brings other children into the world, and they're all under a curse. And you could be the 9th or the 10th generation, and you could bring a child into the world, and that child could be handicapped mentally, physically, or who knows what. And it happened because of the grandparent 10 generations back. So what do you do about that? God's provided a way. He's provided a way. The curse can be broken. Now, we're going to talk about this curse a minute, and then we're going to take a break, because I realize it's 3 o'clock almost. But the curse that can be broken, if you're under one of those kind of curses, number one, a generational curse. I won't go back and read all of Ezekiel 18, but I will tell you that if you'll read Ezekiel 18, this is what it will tell you. That if you're under a generational curse, if your parents sinned a certain way, they were bad, they don't go to church, they don't believe God, you don't have to be under that curse. All you got to do is make a decision to do what God says. And if your parents didn't go to church and they don't believe in godly things, but if you say, I'm going to go to church and I'm going to serve God, if you choose to not walk where your parents walked, then you're not under that generational curse. That's in Ezekiel 18. It's merely a choice that anybody can say, my daddy wouldn't go to church, or my daddy was a whoremonger. My daddy ran around with all the wild women. My daddy did everything. My mother hated it. He went out and got drunk and did all them kind of things. My daddy's tried to take me out to the bars and get me to drink with him and to run around with the wild women like he does. But I am saying, no, I'm not going to go there with my daddy. I ain't going to go there with him. I'm going to choose to walk holy. I'm going to choose to not go to the bars with him. I'm going to choose not to drink. I'm going to choose not to have sex with the women out of wedlock. I'm going to make a choice to walk in obedience to God's word. The Lord said, when you make that choice in Ezekiel 18, you're not under the curse no more. It's your choice. That's good news, isn't it? But what if you decide to go with daddy? You're under the curse, just like daddy is. And that curse will kill you. Now then, let's say that there was some kind of a curse that you didn't know about that somebody did back there that brought some kind of sickness upon you, and you don't know what that was. Now then, God has provided another way to break a curse over you for curses you don't know about, and that is in Galatians 3, 13, 14, and 15. Galatians 3, 13, it says, when Christ died on the cross, He redeemed you from the curse of the law. Now then, by faith, that's just like that lady and her family, the little girls. There was 4 little girls, but they came to me here a few years ago, and three of the 4 little girls had a gluten problem, and they were under a curse, and the mother was under the curse. If they ate anything that had wheat in it, they would start bleeding internally. The mother said, if I eat one bite of wheat toast, I can bleed internally up to 2 months. I told her, I said, that's a demon of hell, woman. That's what this is. And I said, you're under a curse, and that curse had been passed to 3 of your 4 children. I said, now then, in Galatians 3:13, Christ has redeemed you from that curse. He set you free. And as I explained to that, those little girls, the little girl said, I don't understand what redeemed means. I said, honey, those 3 little girls that had it, I said, that means Jesus paid the price for it for you. She said, you mean Jesus paid the price for this problem? I said, that's right. Jesus paid the price, so that means it's paid for. And when you believe it by faith, you don't have it no more. They said, Mama, if Jesus redeemed us from the curse, let's run down and I want to buy a box of Triscuits. I want some wheat. The mother said, Thurman, are you sure you know what you're talking about? I said, I'm only as sure as the Word of God. If Christ said, I redeemed you from the curse, I believe that, don't you, Randy? I mean, if the King said it, you believed him. That's how you got healed. I said, Christ redeemed you from the curse by becoming a curse for you. I said, if you will believe that with no doubt in your heart, I guarantee the King will set you free. Now, does the King say you have to believe with no doubt in your heart? Yes, he does. We have to believe him with no doubt in our heart. So they go out and they leave that day and they run by the grocery store and they buy some wheat Triscuits and stuff. And them three little girls, all four of them, they're just eating that stuff. Mama, she ain't going to touch this stuff yet. She ain't there yet. The faith of a child over us adults. We're too steeped in the things of the world. But the kids, they got it. If Jesus did it, praise God, it's paid for. So, they go home that night. They eat all the stuff they want. Mama goes to bed during the night. She has a nightmare. You fool, you've killed your children. A dream from God, right? Oh, yeah, from God, all right, the God of this world, the devil. And she goes running downstairs and gets down, and the kids are already at the breakfast table. They're up early, and they're sitting there just eating all kinds of cereal, and then not any of them have a single problem. So she thinks, she said, if they can do it, I can do it. So she sits down and eats a whole piece of wheat toast with them. Her and her husband and all four of the children 2 months later came to another healing school out at Justin, and they got up and gave their testimony. And she said, and you were there, weren't you, Sharon? You heard her give that testimony. She said, we're all healed. We can eat anything we want in the last 2 months. Now, how did they receive that? By faith in God's Word. Can you imagine for a mother and three little girls that are under a curse? All their life, those little girls were born with this problem. Mother had had it all of her life. They can't eat something, and they take a promise out of God's Word and stand on it and get healed. Isn't that wonderful what Jesus does when we come to Him by faith? Yes, it is. Well, here a while back, I don't know what God's doing. I went out there here a while back. I was going to add about a 60 by 100 foot section, even for two stories.
We're going to have to stop right there for today, but we'll start again tomorrow with a teaching. And if you'd like to have these teachings in their entirety, if you would just give us a call, we'll be happy to send them to you free and postpaid. That's at 940-242-2106. 940-242-2106, and we'll send them to you free and postpaid. Or you can go to our website. You can listen to these teachings again from the website, or you can get them free and postpaid from www.tlsm.org. www.tlsm.org. That's the Living Savior Ministries. There you can listen to these again, or you can order them free and postpaid, and many other teachings free and postpaid from our website. Praise the Lord Jesus.